Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unk, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unk podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unk, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is
Suckers!
I'm Kaylin Bell.
I'm Dean Bell.
The most dramatic podcast ever. An iHeartRadio podcast. So we're here, yeah, we're here at the hotel in Carmel. And everybody's, we've taken over this, it's very cute seaside hotel. And there's like, I don't know, like 30 rooms or something, and we have all of them because there's,
it has that nice feeling of kind of like what you guys did with your wedding. You took over the property and everybody's together.
So Dean and Kaylin are here with us, and Lauren and I have, it's a lovely room, love this hotel, but our room is, when I say it's above the lobby, you walk up some stairs behind the desk and that's our room.
Dean, did you have a mustache yesterday?
What are you talking about? No, I've always had an exposed upper lip.
Last night.
What? Did you stay up and shave your mustache?
That's so random. Did you shave last night or this morning?
I don't know what you guys are talking about. I've always looked like this.
I mean, you look childlike. You look so young.
I feel like you guys are making like a weird joke that I'm not in on right now.
I know for sure that you had a mustache.
I have to look back at it.
Here's how I know.
I rode in a golf cart with him for 7 hours yesterday, so now I'm like, I feel like a real jerk if I don't.
The reason that I know is because he was telling me step by step how when he pulls on his mustache hairs, it helps him sneeze.
Your nose hairs.
Okay.
I really get in there for the nose hairs.
Why do you need to sneeze? Why would you want to make yourself sneeze?
I love sneezing. It's one of my favorite things to do. I'm serious. Sneezing is, it's a fun experience.
You're sneezing on purpose?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So you'll 100%. Just grab a nose hair and pull it. Sometimes
I'll do this.
Because you're bored?
And if you get it just right, you can make yourself sneeze whenever you feel like it.
Can you try to do it right now?
And honestly, you just want to sneeze?
No, we're not going to get there. So, it'll take too long.
Don't they say that sneezes are like 1/10 of an orgasm or something?
Oh, yeah, so you have 10 of them rapidly real quick. You're on cloud 9.
So last night, we went to Sadie's to see the picture, the infamous now picture hanging over the toilet. And we left, I don't know, around midnight or something like that, and all of a sudden, we can hear everything going on in the little lobby. And I mean, it's kind of an old house. And so we can hear everything. If someone like clears their throat, we can hear it downstairs.
I want to clarify, I'm being honest, we could not understand anything anyone was saying.
You can't hear
it. It's just dull noise.
Yeah.
If you sneezed, we probably would have distinguished
it. I can specifically hear people. So I immediately heard Sarah Hyland. And I'm like, okay, Sarah and Wells are downstairs. I didn't know who else, but I could hear there was a group of people. And I was kind of in and out of consciousness. And I was like, around 2 a.m, I still heard the people talking downstairs in the lobby. And I'm like, and the last words I heard when you guys, and now I know it was you guys, came in, Sarah saying, whatever you have, open it.
No, that was in the beginning.
Like, when you first came in,
we heard Sarah say, if any type of wine, open it. And we were like, oh, Sarah's here. Like,
and then, so how long did you guys stay up?
Well, first of all, not me. I went back by myself I left Sadie's by myself, thinking they were going to be shortly up behind me. But then I go to bed, wake up, and then she's just next to me. It's actually really funny. I'll let Kaylin answer that question in a second. But she goes to bed at 8:30 p.m. every single night at home. She's always in bed before 9. And then whenever she gets together with Sarah, she's staying up until 3, 4 a.m.
That's weird. That's like it's Ben and Jess. Ben and Jess are like that. Ben's like, yeah, we go to bed at like 8:30. Yeah. So you're normally like an 8:30 person?
Yeah. Me and Jess are the same that way. But when I'm with Sarah, it's the only, I don't really like to drink a lot and let like,
yeah, you know, unless you have a partner. Uh-huh. What is it about Sarah that brings it out in you?
And same with Jess. Me and Jess were like, the only time we ever get drunk is when we're with Sarah. Hmm. And I think I might still be a little drunk.
Yeah. She's your muse.
Well, I was just doing the math on if you went to bed after 3, it's 9 a.m. now. You're not.
Are you okay? Great.
And then to what you guys
feeling great.
To what you guys were saying earlier too, we're on the bottom floor. So whoever's in the room above us was stomping around at like 5:30 a.m. this morning.
Yes.
So it was a rough morning.
That was Sarah and Wells just getting home.
It probably was.
This has been fun because, again, you know, you can stay in a big hotel and that's lovely, but we're staying at the La Petite Palie, and this really is like an old house that wraps around a courtyard. And so if you go get a cup of coffee in the small little lobby, if you go get whatever, you're bumping into each other. And anytime we step out of our rooms, we're running. So it's like we are a big at this family getaway, which is kind of cool because nice. We sat this morning and. We yeah. did not intend to do this, but all of a sudden we had breakfast with Tardik and Bob Guinea and the Firestone showed up and then Justin came down with his computer and
Then Dean shaved his mustache in front of everybody, which I'm glad we were all there for.
I still don't know if you're making a joke about me or not or what's going on with that, but
go. Babe, keep talking
because
I'm pulling
up
a photo
of us
playing
golf
yesterday.
Where they're like, does he have a mustache? Does he have a mustache?
Okay. So Kaylin, you stayed up till 3 a.m. Do you do what happens when my girlfriends and I have a group trip together?
You had such a bushy mustache yesterday.
You guys got me.
You dick.
Why did you shave it?
I just felt like fresh, like looking fresh, you know, changing it up a little bit.
He does this all the time.
Yeah. By the way,
it's just like a sudden.
I'll speak for Kaylin.
Yeah. You prefer no mustache.
You have a handsome face.
Thank you.
You're a really handsome man.
Wow. You guys are too nice.
Yeah. I like no mustache.
Yeah. I was actually just going through random old pictures from when I was like in my 20s and stuff. And we were talking about this the other day too. Definitely have gotten less attractive. And it's annoying looking at you because you've gotten way, I don't want to say more handsome because you've always been handsome, but you, like I said the other day, you look 20 years younger.
Thank you.
That's so nice. I think it was leaving the show.
Yeah.
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 Lost I'm a really lot not of joking. Stress, a lot of weight. Yeah. What about like, can you do scruff?
Nope.
Okay.
No, so that's why I do the mustache because I get like a weird goatee.
Because I could see you with scruff. I bet you'd look good.
I wish. Well, you remember, I don't know if you remember my father. He has a full beard down to like his belly button. Yeah. And my brothers can grow full beards, but not me.
Dean's like a patchy guy.
I'm a patchy guy.
Yeah. I think your dad would probably go down as the most unforgettable
dad
on the show ever.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Well, good for him. good for that. That was probably the last time I talked to him, actually, was on the show.
Really?
Right around then, yeah.
But really? Now we live in the same town as him.
Yeah.
So do you talk to him or see him or no?
No, I was at my friend's dad's 60th birthday party the other day, and one of my friend's moms was like, you should go in and like try to mend the bridge with your father. And I was like, oh, I really don't want to, but you're probably right. I should do that. So one of these days I'm going to stop in and say hi to him, I guess. He owns like a health food store in the town that we live in, so he'll be easy to find.
Well, you can do it for, I mean.
I got to be honest. I'm okay with a family estrangement. I really don't like when people are like.
You have to.
You have to do it. You only have one dad. It's like, cool. Well, I'm his kid. Like, how is he being to me? And like, I'm his only. Well, you have brothers, but you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm like, I have a friend who doesn't. Speak to her mom, and I know that she struggles with because that's always people's response. And it's like, but that's the parent. Shouldn't they mend this fence with me? So I don't like when people say
Lauren
that.
Always brings up a good point, and because she always puts things in perspective for me, being my wise little Buddha. And she's like, well, think about your kids. Would you do this to your kids? Right. I'm like, oh, no,
of course not.
No way. There's no way I would let Josh or Taylor ever be estranged from me. I just, there's no way. Even if they try, I won't let them. I will find you. So you're right. It's not on you. And I would just say, what I was going to say is not you owe it to yourself or whatever. It's like, if you want to, if it's something that you think would give you closure, make you happy, give you whatever in your soul, great, do it. If not, you don't owe it to anybody.
Yeah. Well, it's tough. Well, because Kaylin's biological dad is kind of the same way. Like we don't really talk to either of them, but it's tough. I like, when he's dead in 20 years or whatever it is, you know, will I regret not having a relationship with him? Maybe a little bit. So like,
that's the point, right? Yeah. That's the thing. It's only on you. How do you think you will feel?
Yeah.
What will be, you know, if you feel like that's going to leave a big hole and now I'm going to have great regret, then do it.
I think it's whatever's going to give you peace. Yeah. I am an advocate for that. Like your personal peace.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if you feel like there's something unsaid that you need to say, I have another friend who stopped talking to her dad. This is like more common than people think, by the way. I'm like, let's normalize it. But
it really is.
Yeah. And she told us on our recent girls trip, and she said, you know, I really came to the realization. She's like, and her mom still talks to, the parents are divorced, but she was like, my mom wants me to make up with him. And my mom kept telling me, you know, if he dies tomorrow, you're going to regret it. And she goes, I realized I would not.
Yeah.
She's like, he was not a great dad to me. And if he died tomorrow, I wouldn't. There wouldn't be unsaid things.
Yeah.
But society puts that on you, right? Yeah. I mean, do you feel that pressure, Kaylin, with your family? Like, society puts this pressure of like, you owe it to yourself and them to do this and to have this relationship that, by the way, it's like, why would I enter into a relationship I know is toxic? Yeah. I know is bad.
Right.
I'm getting nothing from this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Same with my two older brothers just had babies, and the one of them is expecting their second child. No words from my dad. You know, I don't even know if he has their phone numbers anymore, but I don't know. We'll see.
And like Lauren says, she's like, could you fathom? I was like, I couldn't fathom Josh or Taylor having a baby and not being there.
Right.
So I know you
have to kick me out of the room.
Well, I know you guys don't have kids, but have you thought about that? Like, if you have kids, I'm just curious, because I would imagine this is something that has bonded you two. Like, you relate to each other over it. And I would imagine also that even though you don't have kids, but you can picture now, if you had kids, you would not be this way.
Well, one of the reasons I was always kind of anti-kid was because I didn't want to be like my dad. Mm. And so I didn't want to like have to put my kids through that. But then my brothers had their kids, and they're fantastic fathers, like the best, most loving dads of all time. And so that's kind of like reinvigorated my spark to want to have kids. So it was weird seeing them have their children is what inspired me to want to eventually have our own, I guess.
Yeah. And just like the relationship that you have with your dad. Like, I know Dean's going to be such an amazing dad the way he is, like as an uncle right now, but also in spite of your dad, kind of in a way.
Yeah. That's how my brothers do it. They're like, every time I think about what it takes to be a good dad, I just do the opposite of what our dad did, or something like that.
You know, Lauren and I have these conversations a lot. You are not your dad.
Yeah.
And you are not your mom. Either one of you, right? It's, you know, they don't even necessarily define who you are. You know, you get things from them, you learn things from them, but that doesn't mean you are them. My kids are not me. Like, they're not identical to me in any way, either one of them. They're both incredible human beings, but they're not me. And so, and I'm not my mom or dad. And so I guess to you, I mean, I can tell, I agree with Kaylin, you are such a loving, caring, doting person. You have that. You have empathy. You have grace, you have love. Like, I don't know your dad. I know you're not him. Mm-hmm. You know, I agree. I know you're going to be a good father. I could see you with a kid, a boy or a girl, and being such a great dad.
Yeah, I really want a girl is what I would like to have.
That's funny. I could see you being a great girl dad.
Girl dad.
Why is that?
I just know how much of a shit I was when I was a kid.
And so I want boys for that reason. Because I was crazy.
Yeah.
Wow, you two have really come. You know what is weird? I please don't take this in the wrong way at all, but I was thinking, first of all, I told Kaylin yesterday, I'm like, wow, Dean is like so different than I remember him being a couple years ago.
Oh, come on, when we did the interview on the carpet in Las Vegas, I'm not too different than that.
Totally shit-housed. And I remember being like, do you want this interview to go live? And you were like, yes, publish it. Yes, I do. And I was like, okay.
Blow up the world.
Like, he's saying he wants, like, okay. but by the way, I wouldn't pretend, like, I didn't really know you then. I'd interviewed you. But so that spending this couple days with you, I said to Kaylin last night, like, I mean, wow, I would imagine it's the Kaylin influence, because 2 minutes ago when Chris asked you a question, you kind of explained it and then turned to Kaylin and said, I guess, like, right, honey, that's what we think. Yeah. But obviously you've grown up on your own, but I love the influence you guys have on each other. And just from interviewing you both briefly from the show at that time, I never would have shipped this.
Yeah.
And do you guys look back and think like, whoa, but also it's surprising how much you have in common. And like, did you see that from the beginning, or did it take a minute to realize, whoa, we kind of are really similar and we work well together?
It took a minute. I mean, I had a crush on him. It's been like 8 years since he was on the show. I slid into his DMs 8+ years ago. And
not 8 years ago.
Wow.
Seven and a half.
Yes.
Yeah, who's counting?
Seven and a half. We'll round up to eight, I guess. And
I always had the biggest crush on him. But then knowing him and being on Paradise, I'm like, obviously, I'm so infatuated with him and love being around him. But I never thought it would work.
Yeah.
And then he dumped me. And then I was like, you know, the first few months of our relationship, terrified he's going to dump me again. Mm-hmm.
And then I tried to get you to jump out of an airplane. You said no.
Yeah, there's that as well.
Yeah. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
There are couples in this franchise and people always say, you know, did you know, or could you see it? You know, like a Jaden Tanner, that was a layup, right? You know, yeah. We all watched that day one, like, okay, show's over. You guys, same thing. It's not that I wouldn't ship it. I just couldn't imagine it. I couldn't see it. I'm like, it was like oil and water. I'm like, how is this going to work? And it's not that I knew either one of you that well. Mm-hmm. It was just my 30,000 foot level. But that's one of the beautiful things about love. And even back in the day when the show was so pure and good, is that things like this could happen. Mm-hmm. And I absolutely, the more I've gotten to know you guys and spend time, and I even enjoyed just hanging out with Dean yesterday, and I feel like I've gotten to know you a lot more just in this weekend, which I've really enjoyed.
Same.
Is just, you guys are such a love, and I love the way y'all talk about each other. And I said this to Dean, we did a podcast with Ben. I've always appreciated it. Where were we when we had a conversation? We were all standing together, the three of us. And the way you were talking about Dean, I was like, where is he? And you're like, oh, he's in Tanzania or he's in Uganda or whatever. And I was like,
I think I was in Pakistan.
Yeah. Oh, at Wells and Sarah's wedding.
You were in Pakistan. Yes. Where were we talking?
Wells and Sarah's wedding.
Okay, that's right. We're at Wells and Sarah's wedding. And that was the first time I even got to kind of dive in with you on this relationship. And I was like, I left thinking, I really appreciate how she stood up for him in an appreciative way of like, she just said her husband's in Pakistan. That's insane. He shouldn't be in Pakistan, but she was really excited for you. And there was a lot of love in your voice and in the way you were talking about Dean. And I said this to Dean, I was like, I really like the way she loves him because she's not trying to change him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That trip was actually really funny because I was hiking through the mountains in Pakistan and we were so isolated. And Pakistan is already kind of isolated.
But did anybody have that on their 2024 bingo card? I'll take hiking in Pakistan for $500.
It was a long, it was like a 12-day hike through like, you know, 100 plus miles.
Mind you, someone died on that hike.
And someone died on that. We passed by a corpse, which is pretty morbid to talk about morbidness. But on like the second day or something, I was talking to the trip organizer and he was like, yeah, you know, that's why I made everyone get insurance and Helivac insurance, like all this stuff. And I was like, oh yeah, were we supposed to get that? And he goes, wait, you didn't get that? And he was like, got so mad at me. He's like, no, you need to have these things in order for us to continue on. And we're like, you know, we're 3 days up into the mountains at this point. And I like get on the satellite phone and I text Kaylin real quick. And I was like, hey, I just got in a lot of trouble with the guy. Will you please get me like flight for life insurance and something else? And she was like 20 minutes later, she was like, yeah, done. Here's your insurance information and everything like that.
So wow.
She came Kaylin's in the 11th like, hour. Hey, I took out a $10 million policy. Yeah, yeah. Enjoy Pakistan.
Yeah.
Don't feel like you need to make it back.
I mean, in hindsight, did it? I need it? No, I didn't. So we could have saved ourselves $100 and not gotten it, but...
It feels worth it. 100 feels worth it. Yeah, yeah. I thought it would have been more expensive than that, actually. It feels good.
But Kaylin,
considering you want to like have kids and stuff. Yeah. Okay.
You knew what you were taking on. And this is interesting because a lot of women would not do this. It's the action, the adventure, falling in love with that is easy. Mm-hmm. Living with it is not, because then the reality of, oh crap, he really does live in a van sets in.
Yeah.
But I like that you have always embraced that, because a lot of women would be like, great, I loved what I fell in love with, but mm-hmm. now I want to domesticate that mm-hmm. and change that.
Well, have you always embraced it, or were there any moments where you're like, well, I don't know.
I'm like waiting for Dean to cut in and be like, well, sometimes I try to just rein it in a little bit.
She does.
Well, that's actually healthy.
Yeah.
Because he probably does need to be reined in a little bit.
And I would probably go crazy marrying someone that was exactly like me. So it's nice to have like all the bases covered, I guess.
And same, like I've changed so much and grown so much being married to him or being with him for 5 years. Like I was so high strung and such a pageant girl and still am a little high strung, but I'm working on it.
Yeah.
You got a pageant girl getting you insurance, man. You really won big in the winter.
Yeah.
So, okay. I'm doing like the math on you're like, we would have kids. I want to have all girls. I'm hiking in Pakistan. Have you guys talked about like, will you reel it in at all if or when you have kids, or are you going to continue the adventures?
Well, we're already kind of reeling it in now because we just bought this house in Colorado.
That, set down roots.
Yeah, set down some roots.
Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you so much.
It's great.
It was a little out of my budget personally, so now we're like tapering it back a little bit.
It always will be.
Yeah.
You know, that's my advice to anybody. It's like, just know that your house, whatever you're buying, it's going to be whatever the number you had in mind, it's more, but it's okay.
Yeah.
Like it is. Like you'll make it work. It's like, and I'm not saying live beyond your means, but it always is.
Yeah.
Like, hey, even if you said, I want the $1 million house, it's 1.5.
Yeah.
It just is.
Well, Dean was just saying he wished he hadn't spent $100 on life insurance. So I think he's,
I'm really
I don't know what his budget is. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. It's low. It's tiny.
I just don't like spending money on things.
Yeah.
Except for flights to Pakistan, I guess.
He's like, honey, we can have the kids in this van. Get it. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm interested if your economics will change. Cause you know, again, you and I had that conversation. You know, I don't know if I ever told you, you know, Dean and I discussed this the other night is when we were on the beach at Paradise. It was like 3 or 4 in the morning during, you know, right before a rose ceremony. And Dean looked at me and, you know, I'm standing there in my suit, just dead tired. And, you know, like you said, it was monsoon season. The crabs are crawling all over us. And he's like, essentially, why are you here? Like, if you have enough money to retire, right? And I was like, yeah, technically. And he's like, then what are you doing here? Like, why wouldn't you just walk away? And he's like, I would be gone. And so it was just funny. And it's like, it's a question that stuck with me. And it's live with me. And we talked in depth about that.
Wow, the Dean effect.
But what I'm curious about
sober Dean effect
is if your thoughts have changed about living life on the edge of like, okay, I'll make this much money as an influencer and I have enough money to kind of live for a year.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go to Pakistan now. I'll kind of shut it down.
Yeah.
Have you thought more about, okay, if I want to bring a child into this world and build this family, if like, okay, now I need to kind of build a nest egg. I need to.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Well, I always think that the influencing thing is temporary. And I think it'd be crazy to assume otherwise, you know? So now we just need to figure out what we're going to do once that well runs dry. I'm just saying yes to every deal right now and trying to like collect enough money to at least let us skirt by for a while.
Yeah.
But it's so stress. It's the root of 100% of my stress, finances.
And like going back to insurance, my stress is coming from like, because we have to buy our own insurance and pay for it. And our deductible is $17,000. And monthly is so expensive. So I'm like, when I have to go to all these doctor's appointments, what the heck are we going to do?
Yeah.
So that's my stress right now.
Yeah.
Finances are always, it's a huge burden for everybody.
You said something the other day, in not an argument we were having. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the right word is.
A debate.
Strong discussion.
Yeah.
Well, you said something like, you don't understand you were like, I've always like been the caretaker. Like he was like, I've always had the stress of the caretaking. And when I really stopped and thought about it, I was like, yeah, I have to own that he totally has. Like in your first marriage, in our relationship now, you have your kids, you help take care of your parents, like other people. And I've really tried to take that in and not to like stereotype, but I do think still in a lot of relationships, I mean, I talked to my friends about it. Like, I think men feel that a lot, or whoever the breadwinner is. And I don't know if, like, do you guys feel like you share that? Like, you just said it's the source of all your stress. Mm-hmm. This is big right now for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, if our relationship, like, I would be the you in your relationship, you know, like, she's the breadwinner. She does all of the, planning and the logistics, mm-hmm. and she takes care of everything. And I'm just kind of like, yeah, sure. Why not? So I don't know if that's necessarily
what
you do.
No, there's one. Yeah. There's one who's like, Chris is totally the person who's looking at the bills and looking at the insurance. And well, we told you guys this the other day as we were waiting for our Uber. I thought he told me that he got a life insurance policy on me.
Lauren just learned. She thought I had been going at great lengths to get before we got married, to get an insurance policy on her. And then we're standing at the airport with Dean and Kaylin, and she's talking about this. And I said, babe, you realize that insurance policy I just got is on me. It's if something happens to me, if I die, you and the kids.
I totally didn't know that.
What sparked that for you to get that?
Well, because my kids are taken care of. You know, again, it's as Lauren said, since college, I've lived alone. I was on my own and I've paid for everything. So whether it was rent turns into mortgage and insurance and credit, you name it, it's always just been on my plate. And so, you know, it's always been, I wouldn't say a burden, it's just life. Right. Yeah. And so, once I had kids, you know, I established accounts for them and insurance and stuff. And especially once I got divorced, mm-hmm. once I became a single dad, it was very important because I was still taking care of my ex and taking care of my kids and trying to take care of myself and my, you know, other parts of my family. And so I had to kind of move things around and make sure that no matter what happens to my ex and I, my kids are always taken care of because mm-hmm. they were still young. I mean, you knew them back when we got divorced. They're 9 and 11 years old.
Mm-hmm. I don't think Dean knew him then.
I met him when
they're pretty young. It's seven, eight years ago.
How long have you been doing stuff? When? Wow.
I know. When Kaylin said 8 years ago, I was like, are you sure?
Wait,
I
just don't want to admit that.
Yeah, exactly.
Dean and I are over here like, what year is it? And you guys are like, so the insurance.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, and so, you know,
we have to be better, Dean.
What precipitated this, to answer your question, Dean, was when I, you know, added Lauren to my family and was to my life, that part of that to me is the fiscal responsibility mm-hmm. of taking care of her. And I know that she doesn't need to be taken care of. Like, you know, she's fine on her own, but at the same time, like, that's part of my responsibility, I feel. And so, if something happens to me, you know, I've brought her into my life and I want her to be able to keep that life.
Yeah.
And so, Dean, I have this idea that if you want to take Chris hiking in Pakistan, I think like super fun. You guys are close friends now. Pakistan.
Yeah. Super safe.
Yeah.
Well, it was weird because she's like, do you want to go to Korea? And she's like, no, North Korea.
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
wow. Like,
what?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like, just go hiking. It's fine. Yeah. It's beautiful. Untouched resources.
The really idiotic thing is that I've now realized when you said I got a life insurance policy on, like, for you, I thought it was on me, but that also it would benefit us. Like, I don't, you know what? I didn't understand what life insurance was.
I've been going to all these doctor's appointments. I had to get blood tests. You know, you have to do all the stuff so you can get preferred or super preferred and all that. And so, I had got a clean bill of health and I've literally been talking to her while I've been going to these appointments. Like, she was on the road and she's like, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm getting my blood taken. I'm doing all this stuff for the policy. And I'm like, well, why would I have given blood for you?
Yeah.
But anyway, long story short.
So
that's part of the, responsibility. And it's something that it's not joyful. It's not fun. But like Lauren and I sat down and it's like, I wanted her to see the picture of this is our life. Like, and it's important to have those conversations, especially when you guys, I don't know if y'all did ever had that discussion of, babe, are you in debt? Mm-hmm. Like, how much debt are you carrying? What are you bringing to the table? And you know, like, here's my accounts. Like, I sat with Lauren. I walked her through all my bank accounts. I'm like, here's the money. Here's what we have. Here's what. And so
we have a pretty good, and we even when we first started dating, we opened like a joint checking account together within like a few months.
Yeah.
And then we were always kind of pretty open and transparent about our
pretty
money.
Good. The main thing was just getting Dean's credit up.
Yeah.
But we built it up pretty quick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your credit score?
I think when I went on Bachelorette, my credit score was like 520.
It was like 5.
Yeah.
That's exactly. Really low.
It was almost as low as it possibly could have been. And then
so the past 5 years, we've been working on that.
Yeah. Well, now up to like a 750, which is pretty good.
Wow. Yeah. And she just knows it.
A lot of hard work. Oh, yeah. She knows it. And hers is like 800 something.
Yeah.
But no, we've always been pretty transparent with that. And it's nice. Like, I always wonder, too, if times weren't good, like, you know, we haven't had to stress about money very much. You know, like I said, it is the root of a lot of my stress, but but it is still like we are very fortunate with what we have. And I can't imagine eventually when things might go south, if they do, hopefully they don't, but like, it's just another layer wrinkle to add into it to get upset with each other about. But for now, it's been good. Actually, she wanted to buy the new iPhone lately, and I just keep telling her like, you don't need the new iPhone.
You don't need a phone. You keep your flip phone.
Yeah.
So yeah, we still have some like small arguments about that. She doesn't like that I had my golf membership in LA still.
Yeah.
So we need to iron some stuff out.
Well, but when we got married, we're fully finances are completely blended now. Yeah. And so it's like, we need to be super honest about what we're spending.
Yeah.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
I think I'm just now remembering your entire trajectory on the show, and I just remember that you were the F-boy on Paradise.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I'm not exaggerating. I fully forgot it until just a few minutes ago.
Yeah, that was
Look
me.
At you now.
That
Look
was
at
me.
Him now.
I was the F-boy. I think I made F-boys trendy
you
back
did.
In the day. Yeah.
Yeah. Elon Gale is you for that show.
Yeah. Yeah.
FYI, you were the original FYI.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But no, I also didn't know that story about Dean being your financial advisor on the beach.
He was. No.
No, more of like a life advisor, I would say.
Well, you know, really, you're very literal.
Yeah.
Speaking of rude people, Ben Higgins just walked in. I was talking about how you stole the toast last night and just buried me.
And upset Chris so much that he had to go procure a dessert and come forth from the kitchen
really
singing.
Oh, yeah, that was nice. That
His
was nice.
Ego was smashed so hard that he was like, I need to perform a musical number now.
No, but yeah, and actually, I was a little bummed to hear that Paradise has allegedly been postponed, I think is the official way they're saying it, is they're postponing it for a year or canceling it.
Oh, yeah. I did hear some whispers about
obviously
that.
Obviously, either way, it's never good in TV. We all know this business well enough that when, you know, they don't postpone shows that are doing great. But I was bummed to hear that.
As a fan of that show, not so much the main show, it's just because I don't really watch reality television a lot. It has seemed to have gotten worse over the years.
Yeah. You know? I mean, we've discussed this a lot just because people are so hyper aware and so worried about social media and coming across poorly that it's not good television.
You know what I noticed? And I said this when we were here last year and I met some, or maybe some other iHeart thing. And I always meet some of the kind of the newer people that I didn't watch and I don't know them. Like, so Justin and Susie are here. They're new. And I think they were on kind of recent seasons. And what I've noticed is there's no joy. Mm. No one's talking about it. Even the ladies from The Golden Bachelor, no one's talking about it glowingly, about what an amazing experience it was. And look, I know that everyone, you know, even back in my day, it was like there was good edits, bad edits. And, you know, and Higgins is sitting here, you're all sitting here. And so like we all had our ups and
Higgins
downs.
Higgins really bad at it.
Yeah. Really, I mean, we made him look like the golden boy. I said, Ben, I said, you've been getting away far too long from being known as the nice guy from the Midwest. I said, your run has come to an end. I'm going to out him as for the guy he really is. But I saw him push an old lady down on the street in Carmel. It was horrible, horrible man.
And I mean, that was you. You were in the
room. Oh, that's right. I was the old man. I was wondering why my hip hurt.
We're in California.
He said, screw you, old man. And he pushed me down on the golf course. But it is. That's one thing I've noticed. And it's unfortunate that no one comes away with joy. And it's almost like this experience they've survived, which is a really, and I don't know if you guys think back on your time with joy.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. I 100%. Had a blast.
Even though there were a lot of like darker moments, like the F-boy series that I was kind of in the thick of, my hometown. There's a phase. Yeah. The hometown experience wasn't too good for me.
Yeah.
Winter Games as a whole was just a mess of a show. Still fun, I guess. But yeah, I still look back on those fondly. Like, even though there were bad moments, I still look at it as a net positive.
And yeah, it was like a fun time with friends. And yeah, you've got your things that you go through publicly, but I had a blast. Yeah.
And did y'all notice that when you run into people on the franchise, just that joy? Yeah.
It's like, whew, that was brutal. I'm like, you didn't have fun? You didn't have a blast?
And I'm like, why'd you just signed up for prison camp? Like, what was going on?
They took your phone. Yeah. Couldn't communicate with anyone.
No, that's true. I guess I never thought about that, but you're right. And I don't really talk to a lot of like the newer contestants. So maybe I don't just get that experience firsthand. But yeah, when we talk to like Ben and Wells and everyone else that we know from like the same kind of era, for lack of a better word, that we're from, it's always positive. But the newer contestants maybe just don't have the same experience.
I always forget about Winter Games. Yeah. That was so fun.
Yeah. I'm glad you had fun.
Remember when Ben fell in love with Yuki?
Yeah, I do. We were just talking about that the other day. He was like pulling her around the front yard on the sled and she was like screaming for him. Yeah,
Dean, I don't remember you on that show.
Oh, that's good. Let's keep it that way.
There's an indelible like thing burned in my brain. I can never get it out. It's this image. Oh. And that is Ben Higgins and Dean in a speed racing skin tight.
Oh yeah, skin suit.
We had a speed racing event and we thought this would be funny. We're going to put them in the true Speedo thing. And it was interesting.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, those Canadian guys are all such great skaters. Yeah. And then we go. I've like been on ice skates twice in my life. And it was just, and then we were wearing skin tight suits. You fall on that ice, you're busting your hip wide open. Even at 27, I was scared to fall and hurt myself.
Oh, so. We had, putting people on skis.
Yeah.
We had ski races and there were people who had never seen snow.
Yeah.
And we were like, we're going to fire you down a mountain. We're like, here, we're going to let you practice for 3 minutes. Yeah. Now it's time to go.
Speaking of insurance.
Yeah. I mean, and we had this net up, right? And people were flying into the net. It was a horrible idea. And the snow was really icy. It wasn't even good snow.
No. Do you know how I knew as a reporter, and this is before we were dating, that you kind of didn't give a shit about that show. Like, you were just having fun. I show up for the interview, and for the first time, I've been interviewing him for years, and he had facial hair. And
I
grew the beard
Chris
out.
Chris Harrison.
Yeah, I remember that, actually.
He's doing what he's just enjoying this.
It like, fit
this
the mountain aesthetic, though, yeah. I guess.
It was kind of two things, honestly, that show. So we were really burned out. Like, we kept creating shows, and we were having massive success and we were kind of victims of our own success. Cause ABC's like, give us more, give us more, give us more. We're doing 26 Hours of Paradise. And so we were going from show to show to show. And when they added Winter Games, we had finally just, what would happen was we would wrap Bachelor and that wraps like right around Thanksgiving. And you'd go home. You'd be like, okay, I can see my family, spend time with the kids and like reinvest and plug back in. Mm-hmm. And it was like, no. Like, you're going to go home, celebrate Thanksgiving, and you're going to go right back out to Vermont, and you're going to be there until basically Christmas.
Yeah.
And it was just like such a gut punch because I'm like, I just, on a personal level, spent so much time alone. And as Lauren knows, because we had our first flirty conversation in that hotel room when she interviewed me, because I was very
single. That was not our first flirty conversation.
I didn't know that.
I was
That's
very
cool.
single. Well, I guess the first flirty thing was in Paradise. And then she came and asked me.
You know, you're married for 3 months and forgets everything.
There was so she interviewed
Push
me.
Push him down the mountain, Dean.
She interviewed me for Winter Games. And she came in and she's like, by the way, are you single? And this is in the interview. I was like, oh, she's hitting on me.
I want to know.
And so what was, but what the, so this is how I see the world, right?
Right.
The truth was.
He's like, on camera, this professional woman is hitting on me. No.
The truth was.
Put some respect on my name.
A producer had heard I was dating somebody and they just said, hey, Lauren, you need to ask that idiot host if he's dating somebody to try and get a scoop.
Yes.
But of course, in my mind,
yeah,
I think she's hitting on me. Right. And I like my version better.
And what's the real version though?
That was it.
No, he really did tell the truth. The truth. Well, that's how it was at ET. It was like if you were going into an interview and they're mandating questions you have to ask, you have to ask that. And they were like, we have this tip that Chris Harrison's dating someone. So go ask him if he's dating someone. So I had to like,
and I had ask been, it. I had been dating someone, but we had been broken up. So I was like, well, I'm single. Why?
Yeah.
And so no, we had a very flirty conversation.
And then
conversation.
He was like, but there's this guy, Dean, who's here.
Yeah.
And he's circumcised. Cause I just saw.
That's so funny that you're just reading off your cards and Chris. And then meanwhile, I was just thinking like, wow, this girl's really in there. She's really asked me a lot of
just
personal
because
questions.
I help people find love does not mean I was good at it myself. Right? Those that can't do teach. Guys, it was so damn good to have you. It's good to see you. Great. And in all seriousness, it was great to like spend some really quality time with you at Wells and Sarah's wedding. And then obviously here this weekend. And you, man, I was like, I said to Lauren last night, I was like, I got to spend a lot of time with Dean this week. And I was like, I've really enjoyed getting to know you better. And I feel like you're in a great place in life for both of you. And I love it.
It's been great.
Really gotten close. And I appreciate what a good guy you are.
I want to take this opportunity to apologize to you for losing our team play yesterday. I missed some big putts out there. Let Ben and Wells take about 70 bucks off of
what
us.
What was that quote that you told me last night? I was like, how'd you guys play? And you said, you know what they say about golf? It's just about having fun out there. Oh. And I was like, Dean, I don't know golf, but no one says that about golf.
I always say the best golfer is the one having the most fun. So I was the best golfer yesterday.
Okay. Dean and I rode together. We had a blast. And then we played Wells and Ben in a team event. And again, Higgins is right here. He did nothing. Nothing burger all day. He rode.
Ben, why did you come into this room?
He's doing a podcast next.
Because I don't know.
So Almost Famous Podcast. Who's going to be on the Almost Famous Podcast coming up?
Justin and Susie.
Justin and Susie. New love interest. Yeah. I talked to them last night about their relationship. Really interesting how they, you know, they were on separate shows, but that's not how they really got together.
Look at Dean and Kaylin.
Yeah. And no, they're coming in hot. There's Justin and Susie right there. So we will clear out. But Dean, Kaylin.
Thanks for having us.
Good to see you guys. Yeah. Love you guys. It's been fun. I think I speak for everybody. Let's keep the mustache off.
Yeah.
Well, did you shave this morning or last night?
It was this morning before I came here,
Oh, so you did this for the show.
I did it for you. Handsome. Just for you,
Team Handsome. He's back. He's back. This is step one of Dean coming back.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at the most dramatic pod ever. And make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. I'll talk to you next time.
It's time to celebrate Black History Month at the Walmart Black and Unlimited Clock.
On Thursday, February 29th from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., you can celebrate an extra day of Black History Month with Walmart. This event is free and open to the public at 2 locations, Flatiron Plaza in New York City and Ovation Hollywood in Los Angeles.
With giveaways dropping every hour on the hour, it's the perfect time to try, like, and share Black-led products.
It's free, it's for everyone, and it's your chance to see how you can level up your daily routine with Black-led products that are creating a new world of choices at Walmart.
Trust, you don't want to miss it.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique two-in-one product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just two capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.